It is your KORN News Radio Sports. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. A game-ending grand slam yesterday as the Minnesota Twins, they would stun the Kansas City Royals 4-3 thanks to Cody Clements. It was an 0-2 count, two outs. Twins were down 3-0. They had one hit heading into the ninth inning. Cody Clements with the game-ending grand slam with two outs in the ninth. Noah Cameron of Kansas City threw a career-high 8 shutout innings through 97 pitches before being pulled. Royals closer Lucas Ursek then retired the first two batters he saw. Then he hit Ryan Jeffers. Royce Lewis would get a single. Josh Bell would walk to load the bases. And then Kansas City reliever Matt Strom would come in. And Clemens hit the 0-2 slider to the right center field fence and stands. It was his second career grand slam, the sixth walk-off grand slam in Twins history. With that victory, the Twins take 2 out of 3 from Kansas City, remain one back of Cleveland for that final wild card spot. The Twins, they start a big 9-game road trip at Seattle tonight. First pitch is at 9:10. Also, while you were sleeping, the Minnesota Twins added to their bullpen ahead of Monday's trade deadline. They've acquired veteran left-handed reliever A.J. Minter from the New York Mets in exchange for a couple of prospects. The 32-year-old Minter has a 2.35 ERA in 23 appearances for the Mets this season after returning from a lat injury that sidelined him for most of 2025. Amateur baseball coming up here tonight. No games yesterday. Not many were scheduled, and anybody that was scheduled was postponed due to rain. Let's start in the Sunshine League. It is District 5B tonight in Platte. Winter Colombe takes on the Platte Killer Tomatoes at 6 o'clock, and that is a do-or-die elimination game between the Killer Tomatoes and Winter Colombe. The loser will not qualify for next week's state tournament in Mitchell, while the winner will advance. And then coming up tonight, the Alexandria Angels take on the Parks and Rays in the District 5B Championship game. That first pitch should be around 8:30. In District 4B tonight in Humboldt, it'll be the Flandreau Cardinals taking on Canova, followed by the championship game on Saturday as the Del Rapids Mudcats take on Del Rapids PBR. Also, an elimination game, a state qualifying game tonight in Chamberlain, Pony Hills Lake District 3B. Wessington Springs will take on Winter tonight at 7:30. And in District 6B, Freeman takes on Lesterville Saturday, that game in Menno. Then the District 6B championship also Saturday between Tabor and Why Not, Nebraska. Class A Legion baseball continued yesterday, the state tournament in Rapid City. The 10-seed Watertown stayed alive. They defeated the 6-seed Rapid City Post 320, 7-0. Watertown's Jackson McClemens threw 7 shutout innings, allowing 6 hits for the complete game victory. Watertown's Marcus Pitkin had a triple, a double, and 4 RBIs. Yankton defeated Brookings 10-1. Yankton would score 7 times in the 7th inning. Samuel Goki threw all 7 innings for Yankton, allowing 1 run on 4 hits. And also last night, the number 1 seed Rapid City Post 22 defeated the 2 seed Sioux Falls West 12-2. Post 22 now advances to Saturday's championship game. They're 3-0 so far at the state tournaments. Coming up here tonight, more elimination games. The 2 seed Sioux Falls West will take on the 10 seed Watertown at 5 p.m. Central. That's followed by the 3 seed Yankton and the 6 seed Rapid City Post 320 at 8 o'clock tonight. And that's a look at your sports for this Friday, July 31st. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.